Bill Gelinow is a businessman from Grand Rapids and twice chaired the Michigan Libertarian Party. John Tater is a retired Livonia school teacher and an Army veteran. Both men attended Wayne State University. Both have run small businesses. And both disdain the two-party system of American politics. Gelinow compares Republican and Democratic establishments to gangs, specifically the Bloods and the Crips. He says they even have the same colors as those gangs, red and blue.
The thing about gangs is, you know, they don't worry a whole lot about other people. They cause a lot of problems. They protect each other. And along the way, our taxpayers and the, what people want gets lost in the mix.
Gelinow and his opponent, John Tater, say state government wastes too much money. Tater says part of the problem is a lack of transparency when it comes to spending the people's money.
What happened to the $60 million that was collected for roads from the 10-cent gas tax? Where did that go? How was it spent? We don't know. We'd have to do some serious digging to find out.
Tater says he would eliminate the state income tax. Bill Gelinow supports that part of the Libertarian platform, but says a higher priority for him is lowering the cap on state revenue by 10%. He says that would make Michigan more attractive to business.
And they can bring their business here, and they're not going to be taxed inordinately. And what that will do, obviously, is help people get better jobs and have more opportunities.
Gelinow and Tater have similar views on most issues, such as marijuana. They both support the ballot proposal to legalize recreational pot, a term Tater admits he doesn't like. He prefers the word cannabis and points out that hemp is eco-friendly.
Hemp is a totally biodegradable kind of green product that produces no pollution, but yet can power a vehicle, and or we could use the oil from hemp. We can make clothes out of hemp, plastics out of hemp.
Bill Gelinow says he would pardon everyone who's committed a low-level drug offense as long as it didn't involve a violent crime. He also says immigration and customs enforcement should be abolished. Gelinow says he would stand up to President Trump if he tried to mobilize the National Guard to enforce immigration laws without a declaration of war or a national emergency.
I would defy an order of a Republican, Democrat, or any other president that was putting our men and women into harm's way that did not have the assent of Congress, which is required under the statute.
On immigration, John Tater says he has no problem with people who come here legally, as his parents did, but he would ban sanctuary cities. He also wants to get rid of Common Core education standards and No Child Left Behind.
Some children need to be left behind. Some children want to be left behind because they don't have the skills to move on to the next level.
Tater, who taught for 31 years, says students can acquire those skills if they have the kind of teaching that sparks a desire to learn instead of teaching to a standardized test. Bill Gelinow says the state could invest hundreds of millions of dollars in education and infrastructure by eliminating things like Pure Michigan and the Michigan Strategic Fund. And both candidates say they'd protect the state's water by making corporations pay for pollution. Tater has run for Congress 5 times. Gelinow has run for the U.S. House and the state legislature. Whoever gets more votes on August 7th will become a first-time election winner. I'm Pat Batchelor in Detroit.